When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It's still January. You might not believe that, but it is.
I don't know what it is with like getting older, but as I've got older, it seems to be the first 6 months of the year are January, then you have 5 months of summer, and then it's Christmas. Like, what happened to months?
What do you class as summer, though? Because summer I used to count as sunny.
Oh, no, I don't mean like summer actual holiday. Like weather summer. I mean like,
that's what I thought.
People are saying it's summer. I'm like, is it? Is it?
And then suddenly it's Christmas and we have to do this all again.
Yeah. I mean, there will be a week where it's unbearably hot and nobody
yes,
can move.
That one week.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be so unbearably hot that everyone installs air conditioning for a week.
My wife still wants air conditioning. I just don't think it's worth it. But then to keep her happy, maybe it is.
Well, if you use it for your heating, it's actually more efficient, apparently.
You've done the research. I'm not hoping this year away. This is my last year in my 30s. So beyond this is, what, middle age?
Mate, it's downhill from here. Trust me. As soon as I hit 40, everything fell apart.
I found that everything fell apart as soon as I hit 35.
Yeah, but you've been falling apart since you were about 9.
Yes,
you?
Seven. Seven is when shit went wrong with me. So since then. Anyway, let's cheer everyone up, shall we? Yay! No sequels this week, so we banged our heads together and thought, what do the people want? And you know what? They love rankings. They love rankings.
People love a ranking.
And a couple of weeks ago, we reviewed Aquaman and the Lost City of Kingdom. The Lost Kingdom of City. Something like that. What's it called?
The Lost Kingdom. no city in there, but you know, you can have that.
So we thought, as it's officially ended, the DCEU now, what's it called? The DC Extended Universe is done.
It's finished.
It's kaput.
Yes, finished.
This feels like a great time for me and Rich to do one of our classic fun rankings.
Yes, I am so excited.
You can hear the excitement in his voice.
Ranking of movies I hate.
Let's not give it away, shall we?
That, to be honest, that's a bit harsh. There are some good ones. There's one good one.
Before we get into that, when this was announced in 2011 or wherever it was, hang on, what year did Man of Steel come out?
I don't know.
2013.
Yeah.
Were you excited at all?
No.
Did you care?
I think so. No, I don't remember really caring too much about it. I think I went and saw Man of Steel at the cinema. And then never thought about it again until like yesterday.
Right. Well, that's not good. So, what is your relationship with the DCEU? How's it gone over the years since 2013 to 2023? 10 years, a decade of these films.
I think I was irrelevant. I mean, I wasn't fussed at all. And then I watched Batman versus Superman, and just dived into a pit of hatred.
Yeah.
And there's been some high spots, I guess. I have watched all of them. So all 16 movies in the DCEU watched. Lots of them at the cinema, actually.
Oh, you've made a little note of that.
Most of them because of you.
I can imagine. Yes, right to say. I can imagine that you watched. You got to a point for. I don't have to deal with those in my life anymore. Then we started Unequal Sequel.
Yeah.
And then you thought, fuck. And then I started to make you watch these. And people picked a few of them on their best, worst, and dream sequels.
Yes.
Mainly their worst, I have to say. And now we've carried on and we got to the end of Aquaman and the Lost City of Kingdom. The Lost Kingdom. Oh, whatever it's called. It's a Lost
City. The Lost Kingdom. No city.
It's lost. Why do I want to keep saying city? What is that? Is that?
I don't know. There's probably a lost city somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. For me, it's been a very bumpy road because when it got announced, I was delighted because I like Batman. I like Superman. The previous films are brilliant. And then along the way, man, it got dark. It got shit happened like behind the scenes in the films and in the films that I didn't like. It was just bumpy. By 2013, Marvel were, we'd say they're in their stride, at least.
Yeah,
they knew
true.
That what they're doing.
Yeah.
So more comic book movies was exciting for me.
I was sort of thought, like, I thought that the DCEU would be like Christopher Nolan's Batman. You know, I thought it'd be grown-up superhero movies. And it sort of tried to do that, but quite badly.
It felt like they were trying to run before they could walk.
Yeah, there's not a lot of... They sort of went, oh, people are fed up of origin stories, so we're not going to do any origin stories for anyone. And then everyone went, what? What's going on?
Yeah, they jumped into... I mean, when they announced Justice League as a thing...
Yeah.
Massive excitement. Like, seeing Batman and Superman on screen together with, like, Wonder Woman and Aquaman and all that. Very exciting. Like, I remember then when they announced Batman versus Superman at Comic-Con, and I lost my mind. I thought, wow, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
And then what came after that announcement has been a bumpy ride. I mean, them getting Zack Snyder in the beginning and trying him to mold it, I think was a good idea. Obviously, some horrible stuff happened to him and his family, went out the window.
And I feel really bad for him.
Yeah.
But he's also a director whose style I really dislike.
Yeah.
So I'm not, when I'm critical of Zack Snyder, it's not him as a person. I'm sure he's a very nice person.
Yeah, he seems very nice.
Personally, his directing style, it frustrates me. I don't like it.
And his fans that somehow
the Snyder Bros.
The uprising of that, which we'll probably get to at some point in this discussion, was a thing I truly hate about the internet and that whole fan base.
Whole,
you know what I mean? Anyway, shall we start at the bottom, which is our worst?
Oh, okay.
And then slowly work our way up to what is our best.
Gotcha.
We're not going to take a lot of time on each of these films because obviously we're next
we'll
Friday
be
edition.
Here all day.
All day. Also, I just have to say, this is mine and Rich's choices.
Mm-hmm.
We're both idiots. Please don't shout at us. We've got, by now, you both know we haven't got the best taste in movies. Anyway, I think I've got a fantastic taste in movies.
Me too. I've got
everyone
incredible
else
taste.
Is wrong.
Exactly. Everyone else is wrong.
Saying that. Everyone out there is going to have different tastes in these movies,
yes.
I think. So,
these are most definitely my opinions. Don't at me.
Yes. Okay. Let's get going then. Number 16.
Okay. This might have some recency bias, but I genuinely think it probably is the worst. It's Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I've thought about it strong, like, you know, quite. I've put some effort into thinking about it. To be honest, the first six on this list could have been pretty much in any order because they're all shit.
Okay.
So the first six movies I'm going to talk about, I really don't like any of them. There's very few redeeming features. But Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, I think, is what am I trying to say, Dave?
I've lost my words. Is it the worst of the worst?
So, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is the prime example of a crappy superhero movie that nobody wants.
Yes.
Basically. You think of a crappy superhero movie that no one cares about, no one wants, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. There you go.
Okay.
That's why it's bottom.
My number 16, the first Aquaman.
Oh, I know you hate that movie, don't you?
I hate that movie so much. That I just can't put. I tried to put another film below it, and I thought, no, stick to your guns, Dave. It is a terrible. It's a terrible movie. It's far too long. It's horribly written. It's ultimately pretty boring. Jason Momoa just about saves it.
I think you could say that for most
crazy,
of these.
But not in a good way. Yes, I can. Yeah. I hated every minute of it. And I've watched it 3 or 4 times now just to keep coming back and check that. Is it me or them? It's them. It's not me. It's them. It's a horrible film. I really don't like it. I don't like the way it's put together. I don't like the way it's... I don't mind how even Aquaman is represented in it. It's everything around it, him,
yeah,
that I don't enjoy. I think it's cobbled together. It makes it. It's not a smooth film to watch. It just
no. I think a lot of these movies suffer from that. It's they're very difficult to watch.
Yeah, like studio interference, kind of that kind of.
They all feel a bit
horrible.
Like that.
They jump around. And it's ugly. Ugly.
All
cinema.
Of them. All of them. Even some of the ones that are actually okay. All of them have terrible editing.
Yeah.
I get that. I can see
okay.
that.
Okay. So you're on Aquaman 2. I'm Aquaman 1.
Yeah.
What is your 15th?
Suicide Squad. Not the Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad, Jared Leto as the Joker.
The David Ayer one, yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine too. That is okay. Also 15 of me. And it's only not bottom because I quite enjoy the soundtrack.
Okay. Okay. It's
I remember when they dropped the trailer to this and it looked great. Everyone was really excited. And then what came after it, it is a film that's had a studio tampered with it.
Definitely.
There's a lot of history with this film now of David Ayer saying that's not the film I wanted to put out. My edition, my edit is a lot different. It's got storyline is smoother. It's got the Joker's got a little bit more of a background. So is a lot of other characters, and he's still banging the drum that he wants to release his Snyder extended universe. You know, Justice League. If it ever happens, I'm not quite sure. Just the other day he was saying it, but I think he sent some tweets out yesterday and deleted them and said that he's now given up. So let's see what happens.
Right, okay.
There. This is not a good film, but
no. This
is where what we're talking about. The editing is horrific. And this has got Margot Robbie was first appearance. Was this her first appearance?
Yes. Yeah, it was, yeah.
She's great. Will Smith as Deadshot, great. But then it's these side characters that just get whipped off. The guy who can climb anything, whatever his name is. I've even forgotten his names. He gets killed off straight away. There's the Cara Delevingne Enchantress character that's awful, horrible CGI, horribly written. Rich, take over before.
I was just going to say, the only reason it's not bottom for me is because I can sort of see what they were trying to do.
Yeah, well, I think they would...
There's almost a grain of something in there. I disagree with you on Will Smith. I don't like Will Smith in this movie. I think he's pretty poor as Deadshot. I think Margot Robbie is probably the only one who comes out of it with any kind of credibility.
Yes.
You know my feelings on Jared Leto. Like, I would not be surprised if it's announced that he's some sort of evil cult leader any second now. But also, I just don't like his movies.
He gave everyone pet rats and stuff on this film.
Not surprised. He's one of those weird kind of method actors, isn't he? That if I was an actor on set with him, would repeatedly want to punch in the face. So, yeah.
Well, he went properly method for this. And then I think he came and watched the film and he was very confused where he is for most of his film.
CGI. He must have put a lot of effort into it to get very little out.
He's almost mocked because of this film. I think this is where it kind of, a lot of stuff.
Well, it's almost mocked by the film, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, look how bad this film is. How bad must you have been for us to cut you out of most of it?
It's weird because Viola Davis is in this film and she's great as Waller, who they've brought back a couple of times in the TV show, Peacemaker and The Suicide.
I've not seen Peacemaker, but I've heard it's very good.
It is good. So they've taken some of the bare bones from this film and put them somewhere else, but this is a studio tampered movie, and I do feel sorry for David Ayer, especially if there is a different edit anyway. But anyway, what we did see, oh man, it was bad. It was truly
terrible.
Bad.
Yeah.
14.
14 is Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Wow.
I genuinely hate it. It makes me angry thinking about it. I watched it in the cinema, in the little cinema in Bognor Regis that we talk about with our friend James. Admittedly, it cost me about 55p to go and watch it because that cinema was really cheap. But yeah, hated it. Every second of it, hated it. The editing is incredibly bad. It jumps around all over the place. I had no clue what was going on. I was really up for it, like you were. You know, I was quite excited about it. And I came out of it being so disappointed. that it's not getting anywhere off the bottom three for me.
That's incredible. For a film that has Batman and Superman in it.
I know. And the whole thing, like the whole thing is solved by them going, your mum's name's Martha. Your mum's name's Martha. Let's be friends.
There's a lot wrong with that film. you know, the Lex Luthor character, the Doomsday character.
God, it's all bad.
It's a mess.
It is a mess. Yeah.
I'll talk about that in a bit, but it's not quite as low. Yeah. Well, so when you saw that, was it bad straight? We've talked about it with Harley on our episode.
Yeah.
Picked it as worse. And it's a brilliant episode if you listen to the Harley Mumford episode, because it's a brilliant rant.
It is incredible.
we had to rewatch it for that. And it's bad.
I think when I rewatched it for that, I was less angry. Probably because I was less disappointed.
Mm.
And I think in that Harley episode, I was sort of like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was, but it is bad. Like, you know, it's before that Harley episode, before rewatching it, it would have been bottom
right.
of my list, because I was just so angry coming out. But the rewatch shifted it up a couple of places. Still think it's crap, just not as crap as it was when I watched it in the cinema.
Do you think it would have been better if they had a solo Batman film before the Batman
yes.
versus Superman? 100%.
Absolutely. We needed an intro to Affleck's Batman. I mean, not necessarily an origin story, but something.
Mm. Even just introduced to Gotham. Like, anything, yeah. I agree with that. Because one point, we'll get into it. My 14th is Shazam, The Fury of the Gods, or whatever it's called.
Oh, mine's a lot higher than that. Fury of the Gods.
I think this is the most forgettable DC film. And I watched that in 2023, Rich.
Mate, I'll defend it. I still like it.
Well, you can defend it when we get to it. I just think, like you said, Zachary Levi plays him wrong in this film.
He definitely does. And it's definitely not a
right
great film, but it's better than so much of the other crap.
I just think it's a really dull film, a really boring misstep of a film. And like, we'll get to where the other Shazam is. The Fall is not like a little bit, it's a lot for me. That's what made it worse. I just think the storyline doesn't work. I don't think they get it right between the kids and the adults, and even the Helen Mirren and the Lucy Liu characters. I just think it's a bit of a mess, and I continuously do not enjoy it. I just think it's not a good film in most aspects of filmmaking as well.
Mm.
So I just didn't enjoy it. We'll get to it when you talk about it a little bit more. But 13 for you.
Justice League.
Oh, we are different all the way. Okay, Justice. Why Justice League?
So we're not talking the Snyder Cut.
We are not.
We mixed the Snyder Cut, didn't we? And we're separating the two.
They're very counted as two different things in everything.
Yeah.
On Letterboxd, Rotten Tomatoes films, they're, even in the universe, they're two separate storylines, basically. Timelines, maybe. It's very confusing.
Yeah, so Justice League for me, it is such a mess, isn't it? It's so horribly put together. Like, it suffers from absolutely no intro to any of the characters. You're thrown in, you're supposed to care about people that you've known for 3 minutes. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And it is so horribly choppily edited. You know, it's... You talk about studio. This would be, if I was teaching a film studies lecture about studio interference, this would be my prime example of what a movie with studio interference looks like.
There is some sad stuff to that. It's obviously what happened to Zach and his family. But even after that, it didn't seem they showed any respect to his vision.
No, not at all.
Which you can see from the Snyder Cut is a very different.
Which I don't like. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the Snyder Cut either. But this is worse.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. It's too long. It's bloated. None of it makes a lot of sense. I just don't care.
Plot holes that come and go, and it's so confusing.
Yeah, completely.
It's weird. My number 13 is Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, that's my next one. That's my 12. So we're quite close on that one.
This again, I really like the first one. We'll get to it where it comes up in a bit, but. Yeah. I think what they do to Chris Pine's character
is
horrific.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's virtually like rapey. Yeah.
That whole stem of that storyline is ugh. It shouldn't it's even like, be.
And it doesn't even need it. Doesn't even need it at all. You could cut all of that out. It doesn't. Yeah. Not even useful to the plot. It's just horrible. But it isn't just that, though, is it?
It's the political storyline as well.
That's crap. The CGI is horrible.
Yeah.
All the slow-mo just pisses me off. Something chronic.
Yeah.
And it wastes Kirsten Wiig as well.
Yes, massively. Oh, my God.
That's a crime in itself.
And Pedro Pascal. The whole of that cast is just horrifically underused in a really odd way. And at some point, Gal Gadot, or Godot, however you say her name, has forgotten how to act.
Yeah, definitely. And she's so wooden all the way through it.
I think she's brilliant in that first Wonder Woman. It was so refreshing, and she was just, she embodied that character. It was amazing. And then you get to this film, and you're like, what the fuck has happened?
The fall is sharp, isn't it? Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? I mean, this came out during the pandemic, right? Mm. They released it on straight to VOD, and we all had to watch it at home, which was really nice at the time. Don't get me wrong, I was proper excited to watch a new film, and I think I rented it and I was like, oh wow, yeah. The first Wonder Woman's great, I can't wait to see what they do this. And the trailer was really good, you know, they had that 80s vibe, you know, that's cool. I said cool far too many times.
You did, yeah. In a very 80s way though, so it's okay.
Thank you. And just the storyline, and yeah, they go to Israel at one point. That's horrible. And we shouldn't really talk about that story plot bit in it. It's just, especially at the moment, it's not good. Ending's bad. but the bringing back Chris Pine, who had this brilliant death in the first one. And then her wish is to bring him back. But he basically hijacks someone
else's body.
And there's consent there. And it's not good. Anyway, so that was your 12th, and that was my 13th.
Yeah.
So I should go to my 12th, which was your 16th, which is Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Okay. This is a bad film.
Yes, it is.
This is a bad film, but it is better than everything that I've just said about it. It has Jason Momoa trying to drag us caring about this film. Not just us, but the studio as well, and the audience caring into what happens in this film. And like you say, what they do with Amber Heard character, the Mira character, is awful. She's a mime in the back of it for most of it.
Yeah, she pretty much.
Is horrific. We've seen the Loki storyline done in four much better with the brother Orm. It's weird that they reference Marvel characters twice in this film.
It is weird, isn't it?
They mentioned Loki.
Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter. But the ending, which they just... I don't know if you haven't seen Aquaman and Lost City or Lost Kingdom, just skip the next 15 seconds. The way they reference Iron Man at the end, when he announces he is Aquaman, is fucking batshit crazy and not in a good way.
You're right.
It's insulting to everyone. It's insulting to DC. It's insulting to Marvel. It's insulting to us. I think it's lazy. It's a horrible, horrible film, but it's better than Wonder Woman 84, Shazam, Suicide Squad, and the first Aquaman. I don't know why I enjoyed it better than the first Aquaman. I just did.
Okay? Yeah.
Number 11. I'm just going to do my number 11 quickly.
Okay. Which,
Justice League for me.
Right, okay.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. And then what happened, I'm very sad. I think I went to the press screening of Justice League. I got tickets somehow, and I was very excited. And like you, it's the way they drop characters in is bizarre.
It is, yeah.
The editing is horrible. The CGI is horrific, especially the end when there's that Russian family in the hut, or wherever that is.
And the
big tentacle things, and oh my God. It's a shambles. It feels like a shambles. It watches like a shambles. I'm not quite sure. Some of the added Joss Whedon lines, which work so well in the Marvel universe, doesn't work here.
No.
And like I said, everyone involved took a big old dump on what Zack Snyder wanted to make, it seems. And from there, it never recovered from this film, the DCEU. Yeah. This is the point. You could finger point. That's where it went wrong. Everything after it was just, so really it should be bottom for that point. so this is the start of the collapse. It's a bad, bad film. What is your number 11?
Well, my number 11 and my number 10, actually, are ones we've just talked about. So my number 11 is Aquaman, the original, the first Aquaman.
Okay.
Which, you know, I think is bad. It's still in the bad column, but it's not as bad as the other stuff.
Did you, when you first saw Aquaman, were you like, oh, it's underwater, everything's cool? Or
no.
Were you like, oh, good?
No, I was like, well, basically, my overriding feeling from watching the first Aquaman was instantly forgettable, I think.
It gave me a headache. I was like, what am I watching?
I didn't even think that, to be honest. I was just like, oh, I've just, you know, I could have just looked at some wallpaper for 2 hours. No, it genuinely was not even registered.
Do you know what made it worse for me? Is that it came after Justice League. It felt like a different character.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think of it like that.
And the timeline between Justice League and this film doesn't work for me.
No. No, it doesn't.
Anyway.
Next one we've talked about already, which is Shazam Fury of the Gods, which I don't think is as bad as you do. I think there are some memorable moments. I like the idea of evil unicorns. I think that's quite
that
fun.
That was fun. Yeah, I forgot about
that. We watched
again,
it in the city.
You're going to say a lot of things, and I'm going to say, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you forgot about that. Yeah. I liked like his family becoming more in it. You know,
forgot,
the kids and stuff, they're better in it.
Mm.
You know, I don't like the baddies. I think the baddies are the bad. It's got a horrible cameo from Wonder Woman at the end, which honestly can just get in the bin. It's basically got a horrible ending, full stop. All the ending's the worst bit about it. But yeah, I mean, it's just not... It's not a great film. It's just not as terrible as all the other stuff for me. And actually, I had a reasonable amount of fun until the end. I watched it in the cinema. We reviewed it, didn't we?
And we did.
Did we watch it together?
No.
We might have watched it together, didn't we? No?
No.
Well, anyway, I watched it in the cinema and I remember coming out and being like, it was all right until the last bit.
Is that because expectations are so low in 2023 for...
No, because I really liked the first one. So my expectations were reasonably high for it, I think.
I respect you, Rich. I respect you. My number 10, as you've already spoken about, is Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, which, let's be honest, is a shit name for a movie.
It is, yeah. Also, are you counting this as the extended cut?
No.
Because I haven't seen the extended cut, so... But I've heard it's better.
If I was looking at the extended cut and had it, nowhere Ron Smiles, a lot of Rankins don't do this. If I was talking about the extended cut, it would be a lot higher. It might be in the top four, but it's not. I'm talking about the film I've watched first on the cinema and what everyone else has seen. I don't. Zack Snyder does this weird thing when he does a cut and then he thinks everyone. He makes another cut that apparently he wasn't allowed to show or something. I'm not quite sure why he keeps doing director's cut or whatever, because he's doing the same thing with Rebel Moon. And I'll get into that at another point. Dawn of Justice, like you said, Martha bits, horrible.
Basically the same like crescendo as Step Brothers. Like,
yeah.
That's the level we're talking about.
Are we best friends?
Yeah, exactly.
But what makes it good for me and puts it up a little bit, I really enjoyed Ben Affleck as Batman in this film.
You're right. That is the only thing about it that I think is okay. I like
Jeremy,
I do
Jeremy
like
Irons
Ben Affleck
as Alfred. I think he's great casting as Alfred.
Yeah.
And the first half of this film is pretty good. It's when they start getting into the Martha bit, and once they start letting Jesse Eisenberg loose as Lex Luthor doing his bizarre decision making, whatever they were going to do with that character.
He's just so horribly miscast.
And the jar of piss and stuff like that.
Oh, God, I'd forgotten about that.
And the way they use, Amy Adams, who's such a brilliant actress.
Oh, you've just reminded me of my worst bit of it.
This is the bath bit, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's the bath bit. Who gets in the bath with their shoes on? Why?
They were trying to be sexy.
No, how's that sexy? He's got his shoes on, for fuck's sake.
It's bad. And then there's that whole Dark Knight ending with the dying of Superman, which is badly done.
So bad.
Anyway, I took my wife to go and see it. Everyone knows she fell asleep. So that is my, you know, that made me laugh a lot when I was
watching
it.
That's fair.
I know. It's not, I don't think this is a purely bad film. It's not a great film, but it's so disappointing.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Because Batman of Superman, it's also the bad. Same film. It should have made so much money, and it didn't.
Mm.
But it's just a like you said. I think film studies, you could watch, go through the whole of this and just pinpoint where bits went wrong. Like, why didn't Batman get a solo film before this?
Yeah.
To make, you get a Superman film, you get a Batman film. Then we could have probably done a Batman versus Superman film. Mm. Then we probably should have got a Man of Steel 2 and maybe another Batman film. And then the Aquaman film and then a Wonder Woman film.
And then Justice League.
And then we get to Justice League. And then maybe even a Flash film before all this.
Yeah.
Which we didn't get until 2023. Mental.
And do you know what? What a brilliant segue.
Oh,
because my next
nine?
Choice, number nine, Flash. The Flash.
Right, why?
Because I didn't hate it. And I toyed with putting it higher. In fact, I probably should have put it at number eight because I like it better than the one I've put at number eight.
It's number eight for you. Is it Black Adam?
No. Have I not already done Black Adam?
No.
I've gone wrong.
Do you want to put Black Adam number nine?
I think Black Adam should have been my number 11. Oops.
Okay, so we're going to put number nine as Black Adam, right?
We'll put Black Adam at number nine. Wasn't the plan, but it's there now.
Do you know why? Because he's also my number nine.
Brilliant, brilliant. It's crap though, isn't it? Oh God, I can't even read a list of words.
Yes, it is crap. The way Dwayne The Rock Johnson marketed this film.
Oh, bigged it up, didn't he? He put his all into the marketing. It's just a shame he didn't put his all into the actual film.
The landscape of the DCU is going to change forever, he said. And we're like, whoa, fucking hell.
Wow, what is
and
this,
He makes me believe.
Yeah, yeah. We both went into it going, this could be something special. And came out of it going, that was nothing special.
Nothing new there at all. I think like he hypnotizes people.
Mm.
He sells films so well, and
yeah.
We were at this point we were begging for something different in the DCEU, and what we got was the same,
basically Superman.
Because the point of Black Adam is that he is ultimately a bad guy, right?
I think he's a Shazam baddie, yeah.
Yeah, and in most of his films, he is a good guy because he's helping people.
Mm.
And then in the end, there's the spoiler. Cameo of Superman, and then there was the promise of bringing Superman back, which I'm pretty sure The Rock didn't discuss with anyone else in Warner Brothers or the DCEU, and then after that it all went to shit again.
It's 2 hours of smashy smashy.
It's a lot of smashy smashy
where you could basically have a sleep in the middle and would not miss anything.
The next few films on my list I would put down as it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where Black Adam is.
I think we're in this territory.
It's fine.
Now. This is it's fine territory.
I've made a mistake as well with where I put some stuff. I'm rethinking as I'm going.
Oh, no.
But anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
You know why it makes film? Because Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate, I think is really good in this film. Man,
yeah.
I want to grow old like Pierce Brosnan.
We all do, mate.
Incredible.
All do. Unfortunately, for me, I think that boat has sailed.
And they've got in here, they haven't got the Justice League. I can't remember what they call them, but it's the B team of the Justice League. There's Hawkman, whatever it is. There's something Atom. There's another woman that goes fast or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
It's fine. Anyway, number eight.
Well, number eight is going to be The Flash for me then, because it was going to be my number nine, but I've forgotten about Black Adam, which is worse than The Flash. The Flash is another one of those movies, which is fine. There are some nice bits in it. There's some bits I like. There's also some horrible CGI, which I did try to say I think is a choice. Not that I liked it, but I think it was a choice rather than it being deliberately crap. But then maybe not. I don't know.
Wait, this is all very weird because it's slightly higher on my list, and I'm pretty sure you enjoyed it more than me. But okay, keep going.
Yeah, again, and like I feel like I maybe have made a mistake putting it here because I think maybe I like it more than the next one. But I don't know, it was just another one of those movies that was fine, I think. It was a dead rubber by the time it came along. We knew the DCEU was ending. Ezra Miller had set fire to his own career.
Oh, yes, at that point.
You know, but actually puts in a decent performance as two Barrys, which, you know, I think is it's an interesting thing. It's a reasonably good job. I think we both saw it and thought, do you know what, it's better than we thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, because before the marketing was really weird because they showed it to a lot of people early.
Yeah.
They really tried to get word out.
Which normally means it's going to be bad, right?
And there was a lot of hype at the beginning.
Mm.
And then from early people. And then some more people saw it. I mean, we were invited to about 3 screenings of The Flash.
Yeah.
Overall, I think, in the end. Couldn't get to any of them.
No.
Because we weren't dragging our asses into London.
Because they're all in that there London.
London. And it would cost us lots of money. And honestly, it's not a film that gets me want to go and say, get back to my house at 1 o'clock in the next morning. It's, you know, it's...
Mm.
Anyway. And then it started to drip that it wasn't good. And then it dipped a lot that it wasn't very good. And then by that point, I don't think me and you weren't quite sure where to land with it until we saw it.
No. I remember going in not expecting very much and coming out being pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I think that's basically where it is. Like, I'm pleasantly surprised that it's fine.
I think I'm with you on that one. My number 8, and this is where people might start getting angry with me, is Man of Steel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've watched Man of Steel again a fair few times to try and, because a lot of people tell me they love it and it's brilliant. And I keep going back to it going, is it? Because to me, it's really boring. It's really dull. I don't think there's anything wrong with Henry Cavill as Superman. I think he's quite good, is it? He like embodies that character really well.
Yeah.
There's so much against.
This is the thing, though.
The slow-mo stuff.
Superman is a bit boring.
He's a bit dull.
Well, but he is as a character because he's so good. He's such a goody two-shoes that you're like, oh, fucking hell, I have a personality.
I think where Christopher Reeves does, he does a brilliant Clark Kent.
Yes.
And the difference is
But there's
massive.
No Clark Kent. He's not Clark Kent until the last 3 minutes of Man of Steel, is he?
No. So. And I think that's a missed opportunity by a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
And the rest of it's really boring. I think Russell Crowe's well cast as Zod. Well, not Zod. That's Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Whoever his dad's called. Joel,
yeah. Like Billy Joel.
I think that's great casting. It's all a bit dull. And no one... I think Superman films are meant to be a little bit fun at least. Even a little bit camp.
Mm.
And Man of Steel... And I know what they were trying to go with. They were trying to go with Batman Begins. Batman Dark Knight type.
Yeah,
of feeling. And personally for me, it's just... It's too long. Again, it gets
definitely too long.
It gets very smashy towards the last 45 minutes when him and Michael Shannon just smashing through,
yeah,
high sky rises and stuff like that. And again, I find it fine. Mm. Now I love the music. Hans Zimmer's score is great. It's great for
yeah.
me. And I think that's. I just can't get over. I just can't get excited about it. And I've watched it a lot. I remember I didn't go to the cinema and see it. I missed it. But I remember having a big deal about renting it and I was really excited to rent it and it didn't connect with the heart or the head. And if a Superman film doesn't at least make me chuckle, like, you know, in a bad way of Superman 4 or even Superman 3. And I thought
Superman Returns. Superman 3.
I know you do. Superman Returns has its moments. Not the ending, but there's a whole plane scene, which I think is brilliant.
Mm.
But yeah, Batman, Man of Steel... I can live with it, but it's okay. But again, it's a lot better for what's behind it.
Yeah.
My number 7 quickly is The Flash, mainly because of Michael fucking Keaton.
Sure.
Him coming back as Batman was a big deal. I, like you, Rich, pleasantly surprised. I enjoyed moments of it. There's set pieces which are really good. Ezra Miller, even though he burnt his house down, pretty much, I thought it did great. It's the ending... Is the thing
the ending's the bad thing.
The horrible CGI when they went back this timeline alternate universe stuff they were doing when you had the Nicolas Cage Superman, Christopher Reeve and stuff like that. And like you said, at that point, it was also a dying horse.
Yeah.
So it was just begging to be put out of its misery.
I don't know what number we're on now.
7. You're on 7.
Okay. So mine is the Snyder Cut. Because, I mean, and again, I think I should have put this lower down. I think I've put it higher up just for ambition more than anything, because I really don't like it.
It's my number 6, so okay, this is good. My number six.
So my number six. My number six is the Flash. So okay, we've talked a bit about the Flash already, I think, haven't we?
So
no, not the Flash. Sorry, we've talked about the Flash already. My number six is Man of Steel. Sorry.
We are off the tracks.
My number six is Man of Steel. We've talked about it already. My overriding feeling with the Snyder Cut is it's far too fucking long.
It's far
too long. Honestly, who wants to watch that nonsense? I don't give a crap about all your kind of black and white and 4x3 and slow-mo bullshit. Please stop it. Like, just give me a story I care about. I still don't care about it. Like, honestly, like, it's still crap.
Yeah.
Like, it's just slightly better looking crap.
Why it's there for me is because, like you said, ambition. It was also nice to finally get that out of everybody's system. Of like, you finally
it's still
seen
a turd, but it's a turd rolled in glitter.
Yeah, you've finally seen the Snyder Cut. We can all shut up now. It is so much better than the Justice League other version. It's just a shame that that story needs to be told in a 5-hour film or whatever.
Yeah.
At all, in your words. And there's some weird bits when they add Jared Leto in the end in the future world or whatever.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that.
But at least we get more of Darkseid and that stuff. And it does make the characters a bit more 3D and the Batman, Superman, Superman comeback. It's all very good. Will I ever want to watch it again for that long? No. It felt like an absolute slog.
I will never watch it again, ever. Like, you couldn't, you'd have to, even if you paid me, I'd still think about it, like whether I wanted to watch it or not.
It'd be weird to see if anyone ever picks it on the picks.
Yeah, true.
But I don't know what in.
I don't know what
it could come up in anyone, because I know some people really love this and they love the slow-mo. They love the special effects. They love
that
4.5 hours
so
or whatever
much.
It is.
Yeah. If, to be honest, if they cut all the slow-mo, it'd only be 2 hours long, wouldn't it? It's just because they've doubled how long each shot takes. But yeah, my next one, Man of Steel. My number six is Man of Steel.
Number six is Man of Steel. Okay.
And a bit like you, I do remember coming out of it thinking, like, where's all the colour gone?
Yes.
Like, it's definitely a choice to mute it. Like, Superman is colourful and camp, like you said, like it's bright and, you know, comic booky. Well, it's not fucking comic booky at all, is it? And come on, it's about an alien dude who can fly and shoot lasers from his eyes. Have a bit of fun with it.
I would say there's no fun in it. Yeah.
But at the same time, it has a cohesive story.
It does, a lot of these don't. Yes.
Like, the editing's not as bad. By the way, I'm still in the these are bad, but this is the least bad.
Oh, see, this is my fine line.
This, yeah.
Man, 6 to 10 is fine for me.
Okay, right.
11 to 16, bad.
I guess it's kind of fine, but I mean, still on the bottom edge of fine.
Yes. It's a strange
one, isn't it? It's my top five where I think they start getting fun. All right. Yeah, passable.
Yeah. So, Man of Steel, are you sad that we never really got another Man of Steel story?
I'm sad we didn't get more Amy Adams.
Yeah, she's great. But she's so underused in those films.
And like you say, a bit more Clark Kent would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Not really fussed too much about Superman, but more Lois and Clark. That's kind of what I want, really.
Well, maybe we will with the James Gunn's
legacy film
that they're doing. We're on to number five.
Yeah. Do you want to do mine or yours?
You go and yours, just so I can keep count of where you are. Because
Blue Beetle, number five.
Mine is also Blue Beetle.
Good.
So this is good.
So I watched it yesterday for the first time. Do you know what? It's fun. It's a fun little
movie.
It's
fun, isn't it?
It's a bit too long. It's a bit silly in places.
But the silly stuff is fun.
It loses its way a little bit. But actually, you know, it's relatively fun. It's got stakes. You know, I think... Susan Sarandon as the baddie is not great.
Not great, yeah. That's the right answer.
Not my favourite, I would have to say. I think that's where it probably falls down. But otherwise, I think the family dynamic's really fun.
The family stuff is what is the magic for me.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
Do that.
The grandma's brilliant.
Yeah,
the grandma's incredible.
Yeah. The grandma is incredible. I love her. And yeah, I found it quite engaging and quite, you know, a little romp on that kind of Ms. Marvel kind of level, you know, like that's, you know, it's fun.
I'm a little bit sad that we won't get to see this again.
Yeah.
The family dynamics, because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Putting on the suit's fun in him and finding it, and that's all great.
Yeah.
That he's putting on the suit. around his family, basically, which is so different. Yeah,
that is different, isn't it? Like, but also the kind of like, it's sort of like DC's version of Iron Man, sort of.
Sort of, like a lesser so.
Because, the, you know, he can talk to his suit and stuff, like Iron Man talks to Jarvis and that kind of, you know, I think, you know, that's quite nice. I quite like it, you know, but obviously he's a lot more like, doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Which is fun. For me, this film, what a lot of these other films didn't have, there's some stakes and there's real, when the spoiler, when the father dies.
Yeah.
It really hit me.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Really hit me. And I think that has a level that the rest of these films don't or hadn't
and
made
he's
me
got
feel.
That very kind of like, do I save my dad's?
Yeah, not
do
even save Kevin my Costner. Dad?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the same sort of thing, isn't it? Kevin Costner in Man of Steel. It's like, do I save my dad or do I fight the bad guys? Whereas in that one, it's like, do I save my dad or do I reveal myself kind of thing or hide my identity? This is like, do I keep fighting the bad guys or do I save my dad? You know, that's kind of...
And this, one hit me a lot more than the Kevin Costner one did for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm a bit sad that this film came out in 2023 and by that time, the audience had already left the DCEU. Oh, mostly. So
it's very much a movie no one cared about, wouldn't it?
People should watch this film. I think they'll definitely enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of absolutely fun. Number four then, I guess.
I'd be interested to see if we now land on the same way.
Yeah, well, it's Shazam for me. Shazam. Number four. Brilliant. This hey, look good. At that. Breath of fresh air as a DC movie, I think. It was so fun, so nice to have those comic elements. It felt like what I finally wanted from a DCEU movie.
Yeah.
And I think at this point where the kid's young and Zachary Levi plays it right at this point, and in the sequel we've talked about how that goes awry, but I think actually it's okay at this point. You know, I think it's interesting. You know, some of the jokes are really good. The family dynamic, like you talked about. The fact it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised when it was on my Christmas movies, 100 Christmas movies poster.
Oh, good.
I was like, oh, is that a Christmas movie? So I watched it again. And I was like, it is solidly a Christmas movie. It really is. It's full on set at Christmas time. And it has a lot of those Christmas movie kind of tropes and characteristics you'd expect. So yeah, happy to say Shazam is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Also, that it's like Big, but with superheroes, which is...
Yeah.
Win-win in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Zachary Levi is really good in this film of finding his feet as that superhero. And yeah, I was surprised because I don't think I saw Shazam on cinema. I waited until it was on something.
I saw it. I think I did see it. I didn't see it in the cinema either. I saw it streaming and then after I'd watched it, I was like, George will really like this. So I watched it again with George and he loved it. It's one of his like favourites now.
It also has a really scary bad guy as Mark Strong.
It does have a scary bad guy, yeah.
And there's a scene in a meeting room.
Yes.
Which is really dark.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is really dark.
Which is probably the most horrific thing in any of these films.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Shazam is great. A lot of fun. And when Shazam 2 was not even close to it, I think I've just pushed it down. And it really hurt me.
I don't think Shazam 2 is as bad as you think it is. I think it was just really disappointing for you.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'll go back in a few years' time and watch them back to back and change my mind. But for today, Shazam really works on most levels. It's a really well put together film. It's a really well written film. Like
it is, yeah. Yeah, that's
true. The two sides of the coins of when those characters change and Freddy and whatever I can't remember the other name. I think it really works.
Mm.
And like I said, I think Mark Strong as a decent bad guy, because not all, a lot of superhero films let down on their bad guys.
So yes.
That's why it's up there for me. Number three, could be different now. Could be different.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Hey. I don't know if we're going to have the same top two. You know how that works.
Wonder Woman would have been number one apart from the last 20 minutes.
The end. Yeah, same.
Like I said earlier, with Gal Gadot, when she first had you first see her in Batman vs. Superman, and you think, okay, that's pretty cool. She's pretty kick-ass in that. And then she gets a whole film, and they go back to her original start, which on the island of the Amazon women.
Yeah.
And she's really good in this film, and especially the fish out of water bit when she lands in the First World War. Really good, really funny stuff. Her chemistry of Chris Pine is really good. Like, you can feel some tension there, and nice. It's, you believe that there's some love there. And then there's the No Man Land part, which is brilliant. Like, super good. You're like, fucking yes. It's brilliant filmed. And then you've got David Furis as Ares at the end. And that is when it starts going.
That's when it starts going downhill. It's the baddie, isn't it?
It's the baddie. Like,
it's the, yeah. And that's why it's not higher for me as well. It's just that the baddie's not very good.
But introducing a character, what a job that film does.
Yeah, true. True.
It's really good. It's solid. It's so solid. And Gal Gadot is great in that film. She's really good.
And Chris Pine is great in it too.
Chris Pine is really good in it. Everyone's really good in it, in fact.
Yeah.
And somewhere it just goes off the rails towards the end. But everything before that, great.
Solid.
And,
and
even the death of Chris Pine is really done. I thought, oh, brilliant. He's gone out with a bang.
Actual stakes. Someone's actually died that we actually care about. Amazing. Oh, I was just bringing back in the next one, but you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
But yeah, agreed. Everything you said, completely agree. I feel exactly the same.
Even the music's good in this film, like them.
The music is good. Yeah.
It hasn't come this, like, trope.
I don't think it doesn't get annoying until other films, I think. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Not everyone needs intro music, it's not wrestling. Anyway, sorry. That's for other movies, not this one.
But you are right. Okay, so number two. I think these are going to be swapped for us.
Yeah.
My number two is Birds of Prey, and yours is number one.
My number one is Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
My number two is The Suicide Squad, yeah.
Yes, mine, Suicide Squad number one, Birds of Prey number two. But I have been swapping them in the last week.
This was the easiest choice of the ranking was Birds of Prey for me.
You love that film. I think it's a great film.
I love that film. It's great.
It's great.
I think it's by far and away the best of the DCEU.
Yeah. And, well, not the best. Joint best, maybe. Maybe. But Harley, like, Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. In both these films, in fact.
Yeah, absolutely. In Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey, she's incredible. And I think that says a lot, actually. Like, she's the best thing to come out of DCEU.
Yes.
Harley Quinn.
Easy. Birds of Prey is so much fun.
It is, yeah.
And again, not enough people have seen it or written it off because of sexist reasons or whatever. It's great. Rosie Perez is in there.
It's such a good
movie. The Huntress, yeah.
It's everything I like in a movie. It breaks the fourth wall. It's clever. It's fun. It's beautifully shot. It's colourful.
Really colourful. Like, great music, great soundtrack.
Yeah, incredible soundtrack. It's everything a superhero movie should be. It's everything I want from a superhero movie. It's cleverly done. It doesn't give a shit. Like, it's so much better for it.
And it feels different to most of the other...
And it actually flows. It actually has a storyline that makes sense.
Yeah.
It comes together. There's character growth. There's people finding their tribe. It's all those things I like in movies. It's so good, and it's definitely the top. It's probably the top, like, superhero movie, full stop, maybe.
Oh, that's a big statement. It's got two really good scenes. Ewan McGregor's great in it as well.
Ewan McGregor's really good in it. Really, I was really surprised. Because when he first shows up, I'm like, oh, this is the letdown. He isn't scary to start with for me. And then he gets scarier through it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, actually, this guy is unhinged.
Yeah, he's crazy.
This is another kind of bad guy that wouldn't kill you, but would kill everyone you love and make you watch.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of evil.
Great bad guy. It's got two great set pieces. The one in the police locker, wherever.
Yeah, with the cocaine flying everywhere.
Fucking brilliant. It's soundtrack's brilliant. And even the big fight at the end when all the women come together.
And I absolutely defy anyone to watch this movie and not want an egg sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all been there. It's great. I'm just completely...
Loved it.
We'll talk about
The Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad. Again, it's underperformed because it came out around the end of the pandemic. This is fun, man. So much fun. The cast and Idris Elba's in there. There's a bit at the end of the film when they all decide to turn around and actually do the right thing, and it gives me goosebumps. And at no other point during the whole of this franchise have I got goosebumps.
Even though it's got Jai Courtney in it and you hate him.
He's barely in this. But I love that switch that you think these are all going to be the superheroes and then they're not.
Yeah.
And then we've got this other cast of King Shark, voiced by Sylvester Stallone. It's brilliant. Joel Kinnaman, who is Rick Flagg in the other Suicide Squad, and this one. He was rubbish in the other one. Brilliant in this one. John Cena as Peacemaker, who is fantastic in that role.
That's the only reason why it's second and not first to me is I just don't get Peacemaker. I don't get him.
Watch the series. He's great.
I'm going to watch the series. I will watch the series. I just don't. It just doesn't twig with me as a character.
He's a damn idiot. The Suicide Squad, there's a bit in it when they take out which they think are bad guys, but it turns out they're good guys. And that's great.
Yeah, you're right. That's a very good bit.
A great scene. And it's got this big, big, silly ending with a giant
starfish,
pretty much. And it's just mental, and it's pure James Gunn, probably at James Gunn best. Like,
it's the most James Gunn
soundtrack's great. Everyone's in it. Margot Robbie again is kicking ass.
Yeah,
it's Harley
again
Quinn.
The best thing in this movie, I think.
She's fantastic, and the chemistry between that core cast, wow, it's really good. It's a lot of fun. I've watched it a few times now, and it hasn't dimmed in my eyes. I've enjoyed it every time. And the difference between this Suicide Squad and that Suicide Squad is just...
Oh, incredible.
It's like, amazing.
This is second from the top for me and the other one's second from bottom.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild.
It's been quite a wild ride. It's just... And I can't work out... It must be a sequel to that other Suicide Squad because it has the Jai Courtney and the Margot Robbie playing the same characters. But it feels like a completely different film.
Yeah.
And I can't work it out, but not in a bad way.
That's the whole thing about the DCEU, though, isn't it?
It's mental.
It's like none of it fits. It doesn't fit together. It's not a complete jigsaw. It's like you bought a jigsaw from a charity shop and there's bits missing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this whole list feels like.
Like you said, it's more bad than good.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, 2/3 of my list, if not more, is bad, I would say.
And when they announced it was ending,
mediocre.
I think we were both quite relieved that they're going to start again.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if they need to start again.
Well, at least now James Gunn's there and he's got control of everything.
Yeah, maybe we'll get movies that are at least a bit more fun.
It's going to feel less like a runaway mine train than actual... I think that's where Marvel's going wrong as well at the moment, actually, is... It doesn't feel like someone's got at the helm anymore.
The problem with Marvel at the moment is you've got to watch 3 movies and 2 TV shows to have a fucking clue what's going on. And I don't want to sit through mediocre stuff just to understand another mediocre movie.
Do you think DC's going to do the same? Because they're planning TV series, games, same thing, movies.
Which is fine if it's good. Do you know, if it's got a cohesive plan... I sort of understand it, but make your TV shows spin-offs. You know, make them standalone, make them separate. Don't have callbacks in TV shows to episodes of TV shows. They're essential for the movie because it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I hate it with Star Wars at the moment as well. Of like, I have to have watched 55,000 episodes of an animated series to know what the fuck's going on. Like, I don't want that. Like, just give me a movie that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, please.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me a story in 90 minutes. Don't bother. Something wrong. Yeah.
Which is weird with DC as well. They've got that. They're going to have this new timeline. But outside that timeline, they've already got Matt Reeves' Batman, which is not going to be controlled. And then outside of that, you've also got Todd Phillips' Joker.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. And there's still sequels still coming to those, so they're still separate things. There's just too much going on. But let's wait and see. Can we please play a quick game of higher and lower with you?
Okay, go on then.
We're going to go from the order they were released, okay?
Okay,
and we'll go with the critics, and then I'll tell you the audience,
okay? So we're
getting
Rotten Tomatoes critic scores.
Yes. So we're going to go higher or lower. We're going to start at Man of Steel. So I'll tell you the percentage, and then you'll decide if Batman or Superman Dawn of Justice was higher or lower than that, okay? And we'll carry on.
Okay.
So Man of Steel, critic score, 56%. Higher or lower, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice?
Lower.
You're right, 29%. So
29%.
So audience score for Man of Steel was 75%. Audience score for Batman versus Superman is 63%, which I think is criminal for a film that has Batman versus Superman in it. Okay, so Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, higher or lower than 29%? Higher or lower? Suicide Squad.
Oh, lower. I think, not, yeah, first Suicide Squad, lower.
Just 26%.
Ooh. That was a risk. That was a risk.
Audience score 58%. Okay, Suicide Squad, so Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, higher or lower than 26%?
Oh, God, it's got to be higher, surely.
93%. So, audience score of 83%. Justice League, higher or lower than 93%?
Lower.
Lower, 39%. Audience score, 67%.
39%, okay. Yeah.
Aquaman, higher or lower than 39%?
Oh, this is a tough one. Higher.
Correct. 66%.
Wow, that's more than I thought. I thought it would be like in the 40s.
This film made over $1 billion, so I was expecting a lot higher. Audience score, 72%. Okay.
Okay.
Shazam, higher or lower than 66%?
Got to be higher. Got to be higher, surely.
90%. That's high, isn't it?
I was worried then.
Audience score of 82%. Okay. So this is where it starts getting a bit interesting. Birds of Prey, higher or lower?
She said Shazam was 90.
90.
Birds, I'm just going to go with higher because I think it deserves higher.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, come on.
78% for
that's
audience,
criminal.
Audience
that
and
is
critics.
Criminal that gets 78%. Sorry, that's wrong.
Wonder Woman 1984, higher or lower than 78%?
Got to be lower.
58%.
Thank God for that.
Audience score, 73%.
Audience don't know what I'm talking about.
Zack Snyder's Justice League, higher or lower than Wonder Woman 1984 at 58%.
Oh, crud. Higher?
Yeah, 72%.
Okay.
With an audience score of 93%.
Oh, fucking Snyder Bros.
The Suicide Squad, higher or lower than 72%?
Higher. Gotta be higher.
90% critics. It's pretty good.
So Shazam and Suicide Squad both on 90%.
And Wonder Woman 93%, yeah. Audience score 82%. Okay, so now we're skipping out Peacemaker, the TV series. We're going straight to Black Adam. Black Adam, higher or lower than 90%?
90%? Oh, I would say lower.
38%. Audience score 88%.
Wow.
Mental, isn't it?
Wild.
Shazam, Fury of the Gods, higher or lower than 38%?
Sorry, yeah, carry on. So Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Higher or lower than 38%?
Higher.
49%. With an audience score of 86%.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think it's a better movie than you do. The audience scores are stupid, but yeah.
These are mental. Flash, higher or lower than 49%?
Higher.
63%. You're doing great.
Oh, that's
here.
Higher. That's higher than I thought.
Yeah.
Like 63%.
Audience score of 83%.
Okay.
So Blue Beetle, higher or lower than 63%?
Oh, shit. I think it's better. I think it deserves more than, I would say it deserves more like mid-70s. So I'm going to go higher.
Correct. 78%. With an audience score of 91%.
I wasn't actually very sure. So better than Snyder's, the Snyder cut then.
It's weird, isn't it? And then finally, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Higher or lower than 78%.
Lower. All the way down in the basement, in the bottom of a barrel.
Yeah, 35%. It's quite new, but 35%.
That's higher than I thought it'd be.
Oh, really? With an audience score currently at 81%.
So Suicide Squad is the lowest scoring on
Suicide Squad is the lowest with 26.
Yeah.
And the highest is Wonder Woman with 93.
Okay.
So
Wowzers.
It's a bit crazy. So this is all ended now. There's no more DCEU for us to enjoy. We're going to...
Enjoy is a strong word.
We now have to make the decision, Rich, when James Gunn's Superman : Legacy comes out, do we review it or do we leave it as... Because it's not a sequel of anything. It's a fresh thing. So we don't have to watch it.
Maybe we should do it for another slice.
We did watch The Batman just because there's nothing else that week. But
yeah, we did. Yeah,
because it is another Superman film.
I think we plan to do it on another slice. And if you do want to go... if you... Sorry. You made me laugh then. We will do it on another slice. And if you want to hear what else we do on another slice, then head over to anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, where for just $2.99 a month, you can join our subscription service club. You'll be on our super special slices, and we'll love you forever. Yeah, yeah. Come join the club. $2.99 a month. You'll get extra episodes. You can hear us wang on about Twilight. I know nobody really wants that, but hey. Some people might find it entertaining. It's there if you want it. We do talk about other things too. You also get sequels to all the interview episodes. It's definitely worth it. It's like three extra podcasts for your money. If $2.99 is not in your budget at the moment, then just join us on social media. We are at UnequalSequel on Twitter, on Threads, on Instagram. We're on TikTok, Blue Sky. We're even on YouTube. Join us on YouTube. Drop us a comment. Lovely stuff. Tell your friends. Get them to come over. If you want to get in touch with us, tell us what your DCEU ranking looked like. You can email us on unequalsequel@hotmail.com. We will read out any of your messages and your emails in our end of month roundup, which will be coming in a couple of weeks. So do get your...
Next week.
Get your... next week. Is it next week?
Yeah.
My goodness, how is January over already? Get your views in on the DCEU ranking. Tell us if we're crazy. Tell us if you're big fans of Suicide Squad. You never know. Could happen. If you're big fans of us, just tap us out a quick review. 5 stars would be nice. You know, if you want to write some nice words about us, that would be lovely as well. It really does help other people find the podcast. Yeah, that's it.
I think, yeah, you cut it all as normal. Well done. Yeah, send all your thoughts in for next week. We read about... whatever you send us, basically. We're like Will Ferrell and Anchorman in that way. Thank you all for listening. Go back and listen to our other episodes, the Big Yearly Roundup. I think it worked out with maybe our longest ever Friday episode.
I think it was
a massive one. Thank you for the kind words people have said about that. I've got nothing else to say. So it's a bye-bye from me and a bye-bye from him.
Bye.
See you next week. Sequel for this week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
So last week was our longest ever episode. This might be our second longest.
I don't know. We've had the end of month roundups sometimes are quite long, but yeah. On a rank of 1 to 10, how happy are you that the DCEU has finished?
11.
Glad we did an episode on it then.